Dr. Marika Lindholm is a sociologist and the founder of Empowering Solo Moms Everywhere and Esme.com, a gathering place for solo mothers to discuss their experiences and find information about how to navigate life's challenges. Lindholm is now also the co-editor of the book We Got This, Solo Mom Stories of Grit, Heart, and Humor. She'll be at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck, New York at 6 p.m. on Friday, November 1st, and she joins us now. Marika Lindholm, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you very much.
Before we speak about the book specifically, let's talk about Esme and what happened in your life that made you want to found it and what the mission of the organization and the website is.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm a sociologist, and I used to teach a lot of classes on what happened, you know, in terms of gender and inequality and what happened when you got divorced or widowed. And then lo and behold, I got divorced when my kids were 3 and 5, and all those analyses and lectures came to life for me very personally. And it was such a hard time that I made a secret vow that if I could ever help moms going through this tough time of parenting alone, because, you know, we all know parenting is really hard, but parenting is harder when you're mom by yourself. And so flash forward 15 years and 4 years ago, I started Esme.com, which is Empowering Solo Moms Everywhere. And we have resources and support and connection and chat rooms and all kinds of great stuff that inspires and helps solo moms.
Could you zoom in on that a little bit and talk about the resources and other things that help solo moms?
Sure. So we have over 5,000 nonprofits that you can look up in terms of a particular issue. And we have a wide array of support with guides that help out, whether it's adoption, addiction, I'm going alphabetically, but it's also, you know, self-care, divorce issues, solo moms by choice. And then we have chat rooms where you can meet other moms going through the same thing. And we also have hundreds of articles that give all kinds of advice and wisdom. So it's a pretty expansive site. And actually, you know, the book came out of women submitting great poems and essays to that site. So it's all interconnected.
When did you know that you wanted to collect some of this writing into a book, and how did you and your co-editors go about curating the stories that would be told and the poems that would be included in the book?
Well, it started with just, like I said, we asked solo moms and solo mom writers to submit essays and poems to the site, and we saw that there was so much talent out there, and we recognized that often they might be undiscovered because just the fact that they were writing and parenting alone, and then how are they going to market themselves? So I started to think about assembling the dream team, and that was Cheryl Dumanil, who's a poet, and Dominica Ruda, who's a memoirist, and Catherine Schonk, who's a wonderful fiction writer. So I had this great team that we were going to first look at what we had on Esme, and then we were going to solicit original content from our networks. And then we realized that we probably wanted some more prominent writers in there as well. So we were able to get the rights to work by Amy Poehler, Mary Carr, Anne Lamott. So it's just this really beautiful blend of work by, you know, yet to be discovered writers and then accomplished writers. And of course, it sounds easy when I say it like that, but it was actually super hard we wanted to make sure that we assembled a very diverse group of voices and that showed the vast experience by different solo moms, whether they were solo by choice, whether their partner was deployed, perhaps their partner was incarcerated, perhaps they lost their partner to suicide, or even one essay is about losing a partner to mental illness. So we really wanted to strike a balance. And everything I said sounded depressing. There's also happy stuff in the book. There's, very funny stories. So it's really, it was about having great writing, but also making sure that every chapter had a focus and that every chapter expressed the diversity of solo mom voices. So we really had to, you know, we had to cut a lot of great, you know, poems and essays about divorce. But, you know, we really wanted to make sure that, every type of solo mom experience was in there. I can't guarantee we have every single type. We actually don't have a trans mom in there, and we were looking for that, but we have pretty much, you can find all kinds of voices, a refugee, a woman from Asian American background, all kinds of, all kinds of voices. So we're really proud of it.
It's a collection of essays and poems that does that thing that I think a good collection of essays and poems does, where the specifics of everybody's story are very specific, are very unique to their own experiences, but in that there is a universality that can be found.
Yeah, I mean, the one strand that just is throughout is that the fierce love that these moms have for their kids, that they're, you know, that's the guiding force and the guiding light. And, you know, that's why we call it, you got this, or we got this because you got this. And, you know, that's just one of the things, the resilience and the strength and the willingness to just do anything you can to make sure your kid is all right.
How did you decide what personal story you would include in the collection?
Yeah, you know, my co-editors were like, you should submit, you know, you should write a story. And I really just, it came to me in a rush, this event that happened with a parakeet flying out the window. So my story is about two parakeets, which really they come to embody the time when I was at my lowest, when I was getting divorced, when I just moved into a tiny apartment and I wanted to do right by my kids. And it was very challenging. I was sleeping on the couch and I was just coming to terms with a new identity, and it was very hard. So I tried to show that through these two parakeets.
You will be at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck, New York on November 1st. Have you done other events before now?
Yeah, we had two fantastic events. One was in New York City and one was in Oakland, and that was just September 10th and September 12th. And we had a number of solo mom writers reading there from the book, and it was so powerful. For our launch, we had caterers there, and we looked over and the caterers were crying, and then we bought them books, and you could hear a pin drop. It was really extraordinary. And then that was the New York event, and then Oakland, it was a more festive event. For some reason, it was just a little different vibe, but again, standing room only, really exciting. I was just thrilled to have people hear these in their own voices too, to have the moms up there reading and just such a great reception. It was really fabulous.
I imagine members of the audience attending then want to share their stories too, if applicable.
Yeah, afterwards people want to come forward and they, you know, we have had a Q&A, and there were people talking about sort of blending of families after and sort of what they went through and how it was so refreshing to hear, because often people tell stories about single moms, but it's not coming from their own voice. And there's a lot of stereotypes about single moms. So I think in some ways what we're doing is somewhat revolutionary in that we're showing the strength, the power, and how so many of these moms defy stereotypes. And, you know, new issues around, you know, an essay by a child who's a kid of a sperm donor, and sharing that, that's not such a big deal. And, you know, we're putting essays and poems out there that I think often just get overlooked or haven't even been ever expressed before. So we got that feeling from the audience. It was really, really cool.
What are some of the single mom stereotypes you come up against and you want to erase?
Oh yeah, well, some of them are that, you know, single moms are lazy and they're sucking off the welfare system, or single moms have many, many children, or single moms, you know, aren't doing right by their children. And I can tell you, as a sociologist and someone who's done the research, these are patently false. Most single moms have one child. Most single moms are working one job or two jobs. And what I'm finding is that they're, you know, really doing everything they can, and often sacrificing self-care, sacrificing sleep to really do right by their children. So I feel like I would love to put the book in the hands of anyone making policy, because I think that they would get a better insight into the reality of single motherhood.
Dr. Marika Lindholm is the founder of Esme.com and the co-editor of the book We Got This, Solo Mom Stories of Grit, Heart, and Humor. She'll be at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck, New York at 6 p.m. on Friday, November 1st. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Marika, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.